Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Just win the game. Just win the game. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
We're moving into the 24-hour range of pregame.
It's pregame.
Yeah, so it's Kentucky. It's Louisville. It's some football tomorrow. It's a hazy
Big Ten look to
fall
it.
Slash winter day.
You said it's a 50-50 chance tomorrow for rain.
Yeah, but I think it's moving more towards no rain. I think it's what we're getting. Yeah.
I guess I have access to the same technology you do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're in that. I mean, it looks like tomorrow.
There'll be no rain.
Just cloudy.
There'll be nothing to complain about.
Yeah, no.
You're going to win or not.
You just got to go win. I mean, and we're going to have that conversation.
And 8150-93.9, the phone line is open. 8150-93.9 is the number. 3831-93.9 is the text line. Steve, why didn't you just go Black Friday shopping to take your mind off this game?
But because we do that always. We do it on Amazon.
The
now.
Cyber.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of actual Black Friday shopping. Actually, yesterday was nice. We only had one Thanksgiving thing we had to go to. It was funny, though. It was funny. Check this out. There's a lot of mixed company Louisville fans, Kentucky fans in my household, Thanksgiving get together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talked about sports yesterday. Nobody.
I mean, when you say nobody, you mean just a little bit?
I mean, nobody. Charity's uncle one time kind of was like, he's a Louisville fan, you know, and he was like, man, we got to get it going, don't we? Like, yeah, you know, kind of like, yeah, we'll get it rolling, you know, just whatever, okay? But there was no rivalry talk whatsoever.
And why do you think that is?
It was so sad on both sides.
Is everybody's household? Do you think your household mirrors everybody else's households?
I don't know. But I called you last night and said, listen, it was sad, man. And here's the problem. Don't really want to talk basketball because the Louisville fans are like, eh, we're not going to win that game. And Kentucky fans are like, yeah, we're going to win the game probably. But, I mean, we're not great. We're losing to very good team.
Anybody,
yeah.
Anybody good.
On the other side, Kentucky fans are like, football team's not very good. And Louisville fans are like, yeah, I mean, we should win, but I don't know if we trust our team in this game. It was just nothing. So everybody just was like, eh. Let's just talk any. Let's talk Yellowstone. Let's talk the food.
Let's talk 2024 presidential
election. Yeah, just like it was. Yeah, election talk. Yeah.
Anything but sports.
How much do you hate Joe Biden compared to what you hated him last year? I don't know. A little more. A lot more, probably. Yeah, that was what we did. You know, it was like, okay, all right. I mean, it was no rivalry talk in that place.
Right.
2 days before the football game, and in a year where it looks like, you know, Kentucky's probably going to handle their business in a basketball game pretty easily. And it's like, my gosh. I mean, as it stands right now, yes. You know. But, I mean, it's like, my gosh, man. And everybody was just like, I got nothing. It's terrible. It was terrible. I was like, you said it last night. You said, we're all cowards. Kentucky and Louisville fans.
And Louisville fans.
You learned at your Thanksgiving yesterday, you're all cowards, including me.
Any mixed households, please call in. 8150.
Even when her uncle, really quick, even when her uncle said that to me, uh-huh. I very quickly was like trying to change the, like, I'm a coward. He was like, man, we're going to get it together. And I was like, yeah, I think they'll be all right. Hey, where did you make this mac and cheese? Like, it's really good. You know, it's like,
you just didn't want any conversation.
I don't even want to start it. Yeah. I was just like, yeah.
I don't want somebody to overhear us talking about our teams.
Yeah, because I don't want to have this conversation either. I don't want my father-in-law to be like, yeah, I don't know, man. Y'all might get us tomorrow. And then I got to go, I don't know, man. I don't really trust my team in that game. I don't know. And then I definitely don't want to have the basketball conversation where he's like, I mean, I think we'll be Louisville, but I mean, we're losing to all these other teams. Cal's got to get together. And I'm like, yeah, we ain't got no shot to beat y'all. Like, that's how the conversations would be.
And listen,
this sucks.
Nobody hates that guy more than you and myself. It's like.
Yeah, don't text me after the game, you know.
And that's another rule. Don't keep your mouth shut all this time and then come out of the woodwork.
Oh, no, no. I'm saying don't even give me the pat on the head. Hey, man, y'all were a lot better than I thought. Like, say the basketball game happens and it ends up being a 12-point game or something, and Louisville's kind of in. I don't want the, I mean, y'all played a lot harder than I thought you would. Yeah, thank you.
Ew, Steve.
It was terrible, dude.
Ew.
It was terrible. And I had a great time. I mean, great food, great family, good times. You know what I'm saying?
Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
How was the liberal Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. And
Jesus, Steve.
Yeah.
Relax. I'm curious of what they did.
That's cool. We could all breathe on each other, you know, because we believe in science, and you know, we could get real close and hug everyone.
He's like, you know,
without any fear of ramifications.
We all ate through feeding tubes underneath our masks. Like,
okay. I hope y'all realize. Listen, y'all.
Cool.
We have a young man shadowing our producer. And he's mortified right now.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We have a... Listen, y'all. Nikki and Steve are doing this in front of company right now. Will you have your company introduce us?
Like, right, absolutely.
Do we talk politics?
Right. He's like, I thought this was a sports show.
I'm joking, guys.
It's all love.
It's
all right, here, I'm going to put the headphones on you. Right, come up to the thing and introduce yourself. And I heard he's a big, big U of L fan, so that helps. So, there you go.
Well, right, good. Yourself. I'm surprised.
Hi, my name is Jared Ecken.
Okay. Wait, Jared what?
Ecken.
Spell it.
Ecken.
Cool.
Good deal.
And I go to Western Kentucky, and hopefully I can be here one day with you all.
Who Absolutely, sent you? Man.
My school actually sent me. I'm supposed to do a job interview.
Okay.
But I'm actually really excited to be here and see how all this works. This is my first time being in the studio, so.
You're a Louisville fan.
Yes.
Who is your favorite player from the 2016 basketball team?
He's like, dang, 2016. I don't even
2016?
Know.
2016? I don't
know. That's Damian Lee in him.
Is it Damian Lee?
Lee?
Okay, fair enough.
Probably Damian Lee. Probably Damian Lee. Well, the only one that is still known.
Listen, welcome. I hope you enjoy yourself.
Yeah, no, yeah. That
you had the pressure
good.
Well. Jared Ecken, people.
Okay, Jared Ecken.
Yeah, you'll be hearing from
him. Yeah, good people. I'll take it. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so Steve, I made the joke earlier in the week that our basketball team is either doing Satterfield a huge favor or no favors whatsoever.
Okay.
Has that reversed? Is this have we put in our energy? Has our energy moved to football? Just for at least a day.
Mine has for a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you do. Sorry, brother-in-law getting married at 4 tomorrow. I'm disgusted about this. Somebody said my family lives in Ohio, so the only game they talked about was the game. Yeah, but go Cards. So yeah, you get that. I have family from Alabama season ticket holders for football and basketball. They said everyone in Alabama is talking about how bad the basketball team is.
Are they as bad as Florida State?
That's a pack the yum game.
hey, Steve, I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. No. I'm not doing this with you, Steve.
Pack the yum, December 10th. My God.
I'm not doing that, Steve.
Somebody has to win.
No.
FSU at Louisville.
I'm not playing this game with you.
What if they just kept tying? We're like in six overtimes, and it's like, call it. Call it.
If it ended in a tie and we were winless.
Call it.
And they called a game.
Yeah, call it again.
I'd move right there.
My nephew. Sorry, I'm just getting through these tags. Somebody's people. My nephew asked, well, you can. Ken's just casual Friday. I love it.
Ken actually looks like a normal human being today.
Ken is starting. Listen, I tailgated. I will say this. I tailgated.
I was digging, right?
I tailgated with Ken a couple weeks ago. I was like, okay. You're a human. Yeah. Yes, it was fun. I actually had a good time.
Cyborg.
I know. Somebody said, my nephew, Tennessee fan, asked me what the spread is Saturday. I tell him, he says, y'all will kill him. I say nothing. That's my point. Where you're just kind of like, we'll see. I mean, I think we will. Texter says, I think the hazmat suit required was a bit much, Nick.
Jesus Christ. Who do we got on the phone line? Who's on the phone line?
Somebody said, Steve, my family's Thanksgiving was the exact same. We talked rivalry for maybe 10 minutes.
You know what this is? This is post-Thanksgiving. This is everybody snappy with each other because they had to hold it all in.
I know.
With their family. So they get on the radio. Like, they're like, please, God, I hope Marcus and Steve have a show today. I just got to get my energy out. Steve was happy to be here. Nikki's happy to be in here. I feel just fine because yesterday was just a normal day for me.
Yeah.
I did have cocktail shrimp.
Nice.
I did have a nice juicy steak. I made for breakfast. I made sausage biscuits and eggs. I cleaned out my drawers and my closets, and you know, it was awesome.
I'm convinced the Valvanos need to stay away from anything with oil. But I mean, we could throw down some pasta. Mm-hmm. And we do that, you know. Yeah. Which I don't know why that shocked Louis. I love Louis. Like the man is a man of culture, can speak a million languages, and came in here and he was like, "You Italians eat pasta on Thanksgiving?" And I was like, "Yes, yes, we do." But yeah, my parents,
believe it or not, he didn't think you were going to admit it.
Why?
It's like delegation things. It's like Chappelle did a skit about being on the airplane.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. The Pixies. The thing that made him actually quit the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair, but like, to, you know, food's an important part of the culture. So I was like, hell yeah, we do. But we didn't do any Italian Thanksgivings yesterday. My family's out of town. They got back late last night with the team. But Jamie didn't, for whatever reason, didn't have it. Like, he didn't do the missus's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So he had a quiet night at home. So he was like, yeah, I'm going all out. I'm getting like shrimp, I'm getting steak, and I'm going to. So he's like, watching all those TikToks, like where you got to use a million pounds of butter to cook the steak. And everything, and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So, like, seriously, he is like,
Are you hating? You hear him already?
No,
Mr. Big Brother. I'm around a restaurant all day.
I know
he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Listen, he just said steak, shrimp, and a lot of butter, and said he doesn't know what he's doing. Sounds to me like he knows exactly what he's doing, Steve.
Yeah, no,
because I did the same thing. I even took the tongs and seared the fat cap on the steak.
Oh,
Steve, I seared a hard edge fat cap on my New York strip steak on the side.
Yeah,
then I did the high heat, you know, searing side. Then I basted it in the butter with the basil and the garlic.
That's amazing.
And kept on basting it. And then I used that little juice. We'll call it juice.
The juice.
And
we don't know what it is.
I just threw my shrimp in there for a little bit.
Okay.
My brother doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And Nick's hating.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Nick's hating.
Okay, all right. I understand what you're saying about me. I kind of came off as a hater.
Yeah.
That was not meant to be. There's a, and I can find the clip. I have no business cooking with oil either. Like, we got to stay in our lane, is what I'm saying. But for whatever reason, me and my brother both are like, well, it's Thanksgiving, we got to do it up. And we kind of choke in the kitchen, to be honest with you. And so I tried to cook risotto balls one year and literally caught my pants on fire, and I had like a second degree burn in a danger close area below the waist, is all I'm going to say. So I have, you know, I've been there. He was cooking this steak, the shrimp. It sounds awesome. I was trying to weasel my way into an invite. He didn't bite. But I don't know what the hell he did, but he sent me a photo, and I've got like a purple wristband on. His arm is that color. So I was like, yo, you need to get some salve on that, some like ointment or whatever. And he's like, the hell is like a salve? And I was like, whatever, just get something on that, because that is like a second degree plus burn. And he was like, yeah, it kind of hurt. And I was like, what are you doing? Just like,
did he explain to you he just burned his hand on?
Yeah, he, because he like tried to, the same thing I did with the freaking risotto balls. And also, I don't know what it is about my brother. He goes nuts with the oil, because he was the one that put a bunch of the oil in. Now I am blaming him. Mm-hmm. He poured all the canola oil in when I was trying to make those risotto balls, and I turned the heat up too high, and I burned myself. But he did the same thing yesterday with his steak and shrimp, which sounded delicious. I loved where his head was at. But as an older brother, I am a little worried about him. He is hopefully going to be our star second baseman for the gas bags in the spring. And this Jadrol has like almost burned his damn arm off.
Yeah.
So That was mostly brotherly love.
Okay.
A little bit. But I understand how I came off as a hater.
I wish I'd never asked how his Thanksgiving went.
Yeah, why did I talk so much? I'm sorry. You want to get back to the
Wayne,
callers?
Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hi, Marcus and Steve. Steve, do you know why Cooley and I think Mitchell is off the team?
I don't know that there's anything official. I would suspect, though, that they're probably going to transfer. Yeah,
off the top
rope. Yeah. I don't think there's anything official on that, though, yet, Wayne.
He's responded to a rumor.
Yeah, I think you're expecting them, and I think the team probably expects them to be transferring, so.
Well, they're not on the depth chart, Marcus. That's why I asked.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I really feel like that if you take a couple guys like that off the team.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all thought about this or not, but if we get somebody hurt, dude, we're in trouble. And I'm going to tell you another thing. What y'all are not talking about, and I'm surprised y'all haven't brought this up.
Yeah.
The number I keep seeing is 10.
Yeah.
And the reason I say 10, if Louisville played Georgia 25 times, I don't think they could play within 10. And I don't, and nobody has brought that up. And I mean, I don't think we could play with Georgia, you know, 25 times and be within 10. I watched UK play one heck of a game against Georgia. And that's what's messing with my mind, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what's bothering me. I just don't feel like, you know, everybody says we're more physical. Hey, I've watched Kentucky many times this year. Believe me, I hate Kentucky.
Sure. No. Let me be clear, Wayne. I don't totally disagree with what you're saying right now, like at all. So it's not a bad point.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a bad point at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I watched us against Clemson, and I watched them against Georgia, and they just looked like the better team, period. Now, what I wanted to say before I got off, Marcus, if you can get a hold of Jerry Eves and Butch Beard, try to get them on the radio where I can hear what they, you know, their opinion. And I'm going to say this before I leave, Marcus and Steve. Wesley Cox can beat all of you. Thanks.
Fair. Bye. Fair enough. Well, Wayne must have been the one called that day. Wesley Cox. Well, Coach Eves actually has his own radio show. You can listen to it every day. Not on this station, but it's on another station right after us.
If you want to.
If Nick don't tickle your fancy.
And Wayne, I will say this. Wayne, that score was not indicative of what Georgia could have done to Kentucky. They could have done whatever they wanted to.
Yeah. But I get what he's saying.
I know. I said the same thing.
It's the...
Listen, the physicality thing, I said the exact same thing pre-show. So, Wayne, I do know what you're saying. But I do say Georgia did purposely didn't put up a number.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that don't necessarily scare me. And I think if we played them 20 times, we could come within 10 a couple times. Once. That's all we need is one time. Haven't you watched the Little Giants? It's one time. All right, Jason.
Yeah, Jason, fire away, my man.
Hey, morning, Marcus. Want to see how y'all doing today?
Good, buddy.
Good.
All right, I just want to bring up real quick because I do live in a split household. My wife's family is all Kentucky fans. Mm-hmm. My family is all Louisville fans. So, you know,
that good for was you. Good for your family.
Day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we were sitting there talking about the new Black Panther movie, which if you guys haven't seen it, it's phenomenal. You should absolutely go see it.
Okay, but, wait a minute.
Hold on, what's up?
Did you just tell me your split household was sitting around discussing the Black Panther movie? Y'all didn't go together.
Yeah. His wife's family didn't like it.
I just had to get an image of what was going on here.
We're kidding. I'm sure your wife's got a beautiful family.
Let me just say, none of us are in the delegation, but we all love that movie. It was great.
Fair enough. But no,
I just wanted to say real quick, you know, we haven't talked about the game at all day. And then I'm finally sitting there, and I'm like, I'm the biggest fan of, you know, I would say that I'm the biggest sports fan of everybody there. And I was like, you know, I was like, I'm super excited for Saturday. And I was like, hey, you know, what do you guys think about the game this Saturday? And they're just like, it'll be a game. And then nothing else was brought up. They just said, it'll be a game, and that was it. Like, no one else brought anything up about it. I was like, gosh, y'all really just aren't feeling this game Saturday.
but nerves.
I just wanted to say, like, sorry.
Sorry. I just said nerves. I cut you off.
But, no, you're all good, man. I just wanted to say, I was like, it's funny that everybody, like, I feel like there have been so many mixed emotions this year with the Louisville versus Kentucky game, and it's like it feels like we're a day away and no one's excited about it. But anyways, I'll let you guys go. Have a good one.
Jason, I appreciate the call, and I think everybody's excited. I think they're nervous. Anxieties, nerves. They want to get to the game. Everybody wants to get to the game.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's no real pregame for this because it's one of those odd scenarios in this game for both teams.
We don't know who's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. And there's not like a, hey, Louisville's really good, top 15, got a lot on the line. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Then there's a narrative there like,
yeah,
oh, man.
Sometimes we're playing for bowl eligibilities, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's like, no, none of that.
No, it's just you're there.
CC, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, there's a couple of things I was going to say, and I'm going to lead in with football this time. As far as the football team goes, we're still looking at how Kentucky plays Georgia, and Georgia's basically saving their bullets. Whereas if we want to go comparative, our game against Clemson was coming off of a loss, and they were not about to lose at home to us. So we can kind of throw Georgia and Clemson kind of comparatively there. But to the basketball thing, I have talked to multiple Kentucky fans, and I don't think they were being disingenuous with me at all. These are longtime Kentucky fans. They have a fear. There's a fear that it may be a small percentage in the fan base, but there is such a fear that Kentucky would be our first victory of the season.
CC, I appreciate the call. CC, let's do it again. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Because here it is. I get to say it, Steve. One more time this year, I get to say this. Come on, Nikki, give it to me. Give me the drum roll, please.
He's not going to do it.
Oh, God. The moment's gone. The University of Kentucky with a 12-win team the year they won the national championship.
Yes.
It can happen.
That's awesome.
Anything's
possible.
Anything can happen.
Who do we got up next, Nikki?
All right, we got our boy Nate.
Nate, fire away, my man.
You know, I was at Freedom Hall the year that we won 12 games and we beat Kentucky, and that was an awesome game. That was an awesome game to be at.
Absolutely. So,
be a whole lot cooler if we could do that this year. So, super. I mean,
be cool.
You hit the nail on the head. Like, my wife's uncle. Uncle Dewey is big UK fan. Every year, Thanksgiving, we go at it. And it was funny because I see him, and he sees me, but neither one of us wants to talk to the other one
because
we know neither one of us got anything to say. So it was like, he comes over, and I was like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "How you been?" And we all do. We just kind of, it's a real awkward, like, what do we talk about? And he goes, "Man, how you feel?" I said, "Man, we suck." He goes, "Not as bad as we do." He told me, he said the same thing. He said, "There's a lot of people that are scared that as bad as y'all are going to beat us." And I started laughing. I said, "Man, y'all bumped your heads if you think we're going to beat you."
Is the conversations. I hate those conversations. Like, no, we're worse than you are. Hey, no, we're worse.
And that's sad. It's very sad to have that conversation with him because we really enjoy digging on each other, you know. And I asked him, I said, "Well, how you feel about football?" And he goes, "Man, I don't even want to talk about football." And I said, "Well, that's fine. I don't want to talk about football." But I tell you what, I do want to talk about. I'm pulling into Holy Cross High School right now to drop my oldest boy off. He's ready to get on the bus to go to Raceland, Kentucky tonight for the semi-state 1A high school football championship tonight. So I'm going to send some love out to all my players and parents from Holy Cross. We're fixing to do the South End proud tonight. And until we can't bring home a W and then go to Kroger Field next week and show them boys how we play football. So that's all I got. Y'all have a good day. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay, congrats.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Congrats for sure.
Well, fine. I mean,
I would have had. Listen, I understand what y'all are saying, right? There's no way that I don't just drop a smoke bomb at some point and say, "You do know we're going to bust y'all, right?"
Yeah.
Like, I would just have to start something.
I wanted to.
Because I can't be dead inside.
I know. I wanted to, but I was like,
Is it worth it?
Yeah, I was like, it's not worth it.
And it's like, if you're hanging out at Thanksgiving and you know you're not going to see them for Christmas, then you really drop it in. But if you know you got to see them.
Yeah, it's really like, yeah, we're gonna do this again in a couple weeks.
Oh. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, guys? How was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Great. Phenomenal. Great. Catch up.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, there's not. So, luckily, I've got a small family, so there's no house divided. So, I went over to my dad's house and hung out with him, was watching football. It's like, you think we win this Saturday? I don't know, man. Who do you think is going to step up on the basketball team? I don't know. Aiden McCool. We'll see. It was just kind of that. We were just kind of chilling. But the one discussion that we got into, because no matter how the game goes, tomorrow we're actually going into an off season with momentum in football. So I was curious. So with the talent upgrade we got coming in with this recruiting class, do you think we're also going to get a talent upgrade with whoever we bring in from the transfer portal? Because I'm curious who we get to fill out the roster because we're losing some seniors. We're probably going to have to go and get a quarterback to compete and get in that room just to challenge Pierce. So do you think the talent's going to upgrade in the transfer portal coming up this offseason?
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, Satterfield has gained confidence in the transfer portal.
That's what I told. Yep. That's what we were talking about. Louie and Blankenbaker and myself were talking just the other day, and I was like, I said, you know, the one thing if you did trust anything, you trust Satterfield in the transfer portal. At this point, I don't care if it's Power 5, mid-major, whoever. I mean, because between Keetrell Clark, Tyler Hudson, those guys, Quincy Riley, like, if he goes to the mid-major route, cool.
His JUCO guys have been success.
Yeah.
His transfers have been success.
I have full confidence.
His mid-major has been success. Although I will say this. His big-time transfers have struggled the most.
Probably. But I think it's the hardest to go from. Yeah, it's different to move laterally.
Tyon Evans is awesome.
Yeah, Tyon Evans has been good. I thought D. Wiggins was doing well, and he'll be back next year. After he took an injury, you know, against Florida State. So, I mean,
I trust him in the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think he'll feel enough. Because you will be young. You're going to be missing a lot. You're bringing a lot back, but you're going to be missing a lot. I totally believe in his ability to go in the transfer portal and fill those holes. Linemen, everything.
And
100%.
And there is an established culture now.
Yeah.
So you're a lot
and
more.
And we'll pay you. Which is. What we need to do I'm more saying just universally. I just want to pay people. I want my players to be employees.
You're done with college amateurism, right? You don't want to hide it behind.
If we're winning,
profiting off of your name, image, and likeness.
No, Marcus. If I'm winning, I want very nice, upright men play the game of basketball. And if I'm losing, I'm like, no, I don't need that. I need players. Need guys. Need dudes. Don't care about their background. Don't care what they're involved in. Don't care if they're running drugs from Cuba to New Mexico, for all I care. I don't care. That's not my business.
What are you, Kentucky football now?
Yeah, that's not my business. Yeah. No, the football team's doing fine. Yeah. They're doing good. Yeah. Lole, you get Lole back. I mean, you get a lot. You know, yeah, I'm good with what football's doing. We don't ask questions. I don't need to know all their past. I just need to know that you're going to pay Reuben Baines or Reuben Bain. Go get Reuben Bain out of South Florida. I don't care what he's doing. It's not my problem. Basketball, I need to adopt that theory. It's not my issue. You come here and you get caught, you go to jail, you get kicked off the team.
Not year one. Not year one. I can't have Imani Bates on my campus and have two gold pistol 45s underneath his car seat. Listen, game 15, we'll talk.
A gold pistol, though? That's not my problem. I don't know what kind of fear he has. And up until,
So right after Bellarmine, you were like,
yeah.
All it took is a gun.
Imani, that's not my problem. That's your problem if you get caught.
All I need you is be at the game. Mm-hmm. I need you to be at the Yum at 5:30 mm-hmm. for the game.
Yeah.
See, this is horrible stuff you're saying.
I'm not gonna watch too many. I don't want to watch too many more games in my team. Like feeling like they're just not good.
And Steve, we talked about this already. Wait a minute, have we been on the radio? We haven't been on the radio since Cincinnati, have we?
No, no, mercifully, we have not. By the grace of God, we had the Pilgrims.
Jesus Christ. Nikki, you going to stop this or something? You going to help out here?
Nah, you guys got it.
We'll just take a quick break.
I was going to say we should take a bottom of the hour break.
93 Niceville.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I rehash a bit of a conversation that I didn't realize we didn't have with these last 10 minutes, I'm going to take a second to give a special thanks to Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Every home, building, business, or municipality relies on the movements of the pumps they provide.
The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should think Kentuckiana Pump Sales as your first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Harold and Mark will find out exactly what you need. Utility pumps, sump, effluent, grinders, sewage, anything you need. Right over 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 812-725-9217, or you can go to KentuckianaPumps.com. So here's the thing. Apologies to the night show people if you've heard this already, this conversation. Nikki, I did a social experiment.
Steve told me about this, and I like it.
You explain to him kind of what we're going on? Okay.
Yep.
Wednesday. Was it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yep. Wednesday. University of Louisville played against Cincinnati. Right? It was an excellent first half. Is that fair to say, Steve? Pretty good first half. Mm-hmm. Pretty good first half of functional basketball. Right?
I thought so.
Everybody going into the game against Cincinnati, what did you want to see? More paint touches? You wanted to see tougher on the boards. You wanted to see offensive movement. And you wanted to see a lineup change.
Yes.
Everybody who, every Louisville fan who prayed to the sports gods wanted to see pretty much those four things, right? No, tougher team.
All of us.
All of us. But you know, when they say you pray, you better pray for exactly what you want.
Yep.
Because we didn't pray against...
If not, because you asked not.
The letdown part.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, we got everything we wanted in that first half. Nikki, I explained to everybody, this is why I went... Listen, we got a good team. When we got a team that can go all the way, you know, deep tournament run teams, right? That's when you have to look at, okay, who's the finishers? You know, who's the guys that can close out? You know, when you look at Carlick Jones, you're like, okay, he's a closer. When you think you got a team that can make a run, you got to have a closer, right? I'm not worried about who's the closer with this team, okay? So, Nikki, this is what I did. I knew... And I came into the game looking for those four things just like every other Louisville fan. The moment halftime hit, right, I wanted everybody to remember their exact feeling right at halftime. Nick has no idea what I'm saying, does he?
None.
You have no idea what I'm saying, do you?
No, I was trying to get the coffees for closers line. So, yeah. But now we're back. It didn't work.
Nikki. I knew that there's a chance they were going to have another meltdown. And I say meltdown, their confidence gets tested, then they start giving up. Okay? I knew that was capable of... Okay, what are you doing now?
I'm still listening.
No, he wasn't. Never mind. You know what, Nikki? I'm not even talking to you anymore. I was going to try to get your opinion.
Schedule.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 10 other things he wanted to do. Listeners.
Sorry we inconvenienced you with the show today.
Radio listeners. Right at halftime, I knew that the result is not the most important thing right now for the fan. You know, like, I know you want to win. I want to win. The team wants to win. The most important thing was we acknowledge for one half of basketball, you saw all the improvements that you wanted to see coming into the game. Because you end up forgetting if you have a bad last 10 minutes.
That's
if
me.
If you lose as a buzzer beater, you forget all of the built up. You want the whole product with the win.
Sure.
I understand that. Everybody wants that. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're not there. We all know that. Well, you should know that. Okay. So I said, everybody take a second right now and say something positive about your first half. I mean, I even got Ethan Moore to talk about intensity, better rebounding, better offensive movement. Hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers right at the halftime saw the improvement. Steve, I did some other things second half. I highlighted it. I wasn't really locked in to the second half. It was
picture perfect to talk to you immediately following the game.
Yes.
I've never heard you as pissed as, as you've ever been.
Yeah. Just.
You and everybody else. The fact that, like you know how they say if you drop an alien right here and just let them, you know, figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I left the game. Everybody happy and satisfied. I returned to social media. I returned to the world one half later, and none of that ever even happened. So, team that won't win again. The reason I said this is because I needed that snapshot of everybody's feelings at halftime because I needed y'all to remember. Because when we sit in here on Monday and say, we're not going to win a game, I can say, now hold up. You saw improvement and a lot of functional basketball. We've witnessed this team, when they get their confidence challenged a little bit, they fall apart. So we've seen that multiple times.
Yes.
We've seen them fight when the game's out of reach just to get the effort. I think they did the exact same thing personality-wise at halftime. They got their pat on the head. Hey, guys, great fight. He got a little bit of pat on the head. Came out second half. Got challenged a little bit. Had some doubt. Can we actually really do it? You got knocked on your keister immediately. We've seen that multiple times. But what we hadn't seen is that much functional basketball for 20 minutes. So if you put together, okay, we'll say 12. Oh, well, six halves. Three were awesome. Probably three halves worth of basketball was pretty good over there.
Probably two.
Oh, two. Okay, two is fair.
It's Texas Tech. I don't know that there was one.
There wasn't. Okay, yeah, fair enough. There's two. So, you know, a third of the time, you looked like you could go play with anybody in the country. Mm-hmm. I build on that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, no, we're the... I mean, the psychological part, we may learn that they can't get over that. We may learn that they'll never be able to dig deep enough to not. Yeah, I agree with that.
Sure.
Yeah, like that's okay if you say.
This group.
Yeah, it's okay if you say this group is so psychologically, you know, they struggle with their sports confidence so much they'll never recover. Yeah, I mean, if you say that, then it's like, okay, they'll never be any good. You're putting on that. Okay, listen, that's what you're doing. But what if I say, hey, I think we can build on, listen, that, Nikki, I sent Steve a mock draft. Will you explain to him what you saw on that mock draft?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was probably six Arkansas dudes. Three, four.
Well, we were talking about this in the back.
Yes. You know,
Anthony Black's great, but Steve made the point that the top player, Nick Smith, hasn't even hardly touched the court. Yeah.
But there are other dudes.
Those other guys all played, over the draft board, right?
Yeah.
Listen, and when we played with nothing to lose, we stood strong with Arkansas. I mean, listen, they're a better team.
Better athletes,
better everything.
Better.
But
there's a difference in that game in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but like, you
were better than Cincinnati. Yeah,
you still
should be.
If you locked in and did your right boxing out, it's like, I know with this team I'm not going to feel like. I always think about this moment. When Tyler Herro shot over Ryan McMahon, I was just like, God. That was like, you know, it's like it's a couple Florida State plays and that Ryan and Tyler Herro over Ryan McMahon. I'm just like, just hey, guys, just bring it on in. It's the only times I wanted to tell my team, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to win this game. Just get better today, guys. So about two situations, I'm not going to feel that way at all with this team. You know what I'm saying? When they start being mentally weak and they start falling on the ground, I'm gonna recognize it again. I'm gonna say, hey, there's nobody that can help you if you don't help yourself. If you fall on the ground, if you dribble to the paint and fall on the ground right there, there's no. If JJ Trainer gets that ball under the basket and he lets somebody two hand pin his basketball on the glass and catch it. And dribble the other way or run the other way.
Absolutely.
Say, there's nothing I can ever do for you. All I can do is,
yeah,
come on. But I can now I can tell him that though. I can say, hey son, I don't care what the crowd says. I don't care what any coach says. I don't care what your family says. There's nobody in the world can get you a basketball under the basket with your athleticism. And if you let another man pin that basketball on that glass with two hands, you don't go through him and get fouled. This is what we're going to look at. Then you're in, you know, then I'm going to bring in a new squad of people who won't let that happen.
Who are paid.
Nick, you just play off me.
We got somebody on the line.
Let's take that real quick.
I couldn't help myself. Everything you said was very good. Yeah. I do agree with
and
you.
And I agree.
I'm saying that.
Billy, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
First of all, we need to play hard for this basketball team. We need to get a win, and that'd be really great. And for the football team, maybe play real hard to get this win tomorrow as well. And what do y'all think about the situation, about the game tomorrow? Who's going to win?
Hey, Billy, appreciate the call. Listen, I agree on
– there's no way.
I agree on both accounts there. I think you play hard. I think that's what fans want to see on the basketball end. But here's my thing. I don't think they're not playing hard. That's what's...
Basketball-wise?
Yeah. I don't think they're just not playing hard.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Like, I don't feel like this team just quit.
They're not playing tough.
Yeah, they're not playing tough. Like, I don't feel like they just quit
in the game. Yeah, and I say that word. I say quit. Yeah, like, if I use the word quit, I didn't use it.
No,
right.
I'm not really necessarily even talking about you there. I just, I even heard Diener say that this morning where he was like, watch the word quit. I don't think the team's quitting.
Yeah, like, it's like soft. I don't want to be soft in the word quit.
But I don't think they're playing tough.
You're not resolute. You're not.
Yes.
Yeah,
you don't. And Billy, on the football side, we'll get into that in the second hour because I do think that is simply the answer for football.
Rolling along, 93.9 The Ville.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's a cloudy day, semi-cloudy day, but it is a Friday. It's a day before game day.
What kind of day do we call that?
Pizza Day!
Yay, did my job.
Right, way to go. And shout out to George and the Baranos team by the bridge. Also today, I want people to remember, you do got a Black Friday gift card sale today until 5 p.m. You get a $70 gift card for just $50. And then after today, you can go in there anytime and get up until December 23rd and get a $25 gift card for just $20.
What?
Yeah, and they're also hosting a toy drive where right now, November 1st through December 2nd. So a few more days on that.
All gifts go directly to the St. Jude patient at Target House in Memphis. So go check that out. Help them out. And shout out to those guys. Baron O's. Yeah, it's that good.
Pizza Day!
Who do we have on the phone lines?
Doc.
Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. You know, listen to the conversation. I wonder if what you're talking about with, you know, describing how they're playing tentatively, they're not playing with swagger. Another way of looking at those, going back to what, you know, KP's been talking about, he wants these kids to have confidence, and maybe confidence is playing with swagger. It looks like Ill and Jalen play with swagger. They have a lot of belief in what they can do, even if they can't do what they're trying to do. But the other guys look like they're just playing tentatively. It's not soft. It's not they're weak. It's that they're not, you know, playing like, I know I can do this, and I'm going to do it, so try and stop me.
No, Doc, that's an absolute fact. I appreciate the call. Let me tell you this. There's a play early in the game, Steve. Mike James has it up on coming up the left side. Jalen Withers is busting his hump up the right-hand side, running the lanes beautifully. What we've been waiting for this for 4 years, for Jalen to stick his head down, run the lanes like they're supposed to. Everybody sees it. It was difficult to see because Louisville hasn't seen a true alley-oop on a fast break. It feels like it forever, right? Mike James, I've seen you throw 1,000 alley-oops in high school and AAU. Mike James, I know you know how to throw an alley-oop.
Absolutely.
You threw that ball, and it almost went in the basket. He looked like he knew it was the right play to throw from the beginning. Jalen Withers was pointing up at the rim, Steve. Yeah. It was a perfectly developed
Everything
play.
Everything you dream of. Yeah, that's it.
The ball, listen, by the time he let go of that basketball, you know what it looked like? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The episode where Will started doing his thing.
Yeah, Carlton takes the last shot.
You remember the face?
I love that, the gif of like the hopeful fist pump. And
the face Carlton made when that ball was in the air. That's what Mike James reminded me of when he let that ball go. Like, he was just hoping and just praying that this play finished.
Well, he dang near made a three.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot closer than Carlton. Yeah.
Listen, Mike, throw the ball. Jalen, go get the basketball and dunk it. I'm telling you, they saw it all. It unfolded exactly how the universe should.
I know.
And then you just say, what's wrong with y'all?
I know.
I mean, does that make sense, though?
Yeah.
It was Doc that made me bring it up.
Yep.
Y'all have a little bit of confidence in your own self. But you have confidence in each other.
Totally agree with that.
Dude, you pointed up. He threw the ball. Listen. Was he supposed to goaltend it anyway?
I don't know. I don't know what you do there. Just watch it go boom. Okay.
How
about that?
By the way, people, last chance to get in here. If you want to football or basketball talk, today's show will be cut short. Not cut short. We have the privilege of covering
the
ladies' game. We are now the home, the official broadcast of all sports U of L. So the ladies will be playing shortly.
Yeah, you'll have pregame at 11:30 and then noon tip off. So that'll be right here. Tomorrow also, there's coverage all day long. Do want to remind people, if you're looking for coverage tomorrow, then we will have from starting at 11 o'clock, we'll have Jack Grossman going to host a pregame show before the pregame show. And then at noon, you'll have Mark Blankenbaker and Taylor Lynch. That's going to take you all the way up to 1:30, where we start the network coverage. Paul Rogers, Jody Demling, Drew Diener. And then we'll have the game right here starting at 3 o'clock kickoff. It'll be Paul Rogers and them on the coverage. And then directly following, you'll have the network postgame show with Paul Rogers and Jody Demling. And then Mark Ennis We'll be in follow with the Miller Lite pregame show. You'll be able to call in, react. We'll hear Scott Satterfield from you guys. And hopefully we're celebrating a big dub, an 8-win regular season, and getting ready to find out next week what warm weather bowl we're going to. Are we going to take a little trip to Orlando? We're going to head out to San Diego? San Diego?
No Purdue talk, okay?
Well, then you need to win. Because if you lose, then you're staring Purdue right in the puss.
Listen, and I said it last week. Bobby B would say. I don't want to see that. Let me take a second to give one more big-time shout-out. I always enjoy these moments. They make me feel proud that people believe in us. Like I said, Steve brought it to my attention. He always reminds me that social media and the negative loud is not the masses, not the majority. Citadel Roofing and Construction, a new partner, locally owned and operated. They'll work with your insurance. They'll provide free inspections and estimates with competitive pricing. They are A-plus rated and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. Citadel Roofing and Construction. You'll be hearing a lot more about them coming. So, okay, so Steve, perfect. How do you plan on enjoying the game tomorrow?
From my house.
Is it just living room?
Yep, from my house. Listen, I'm going to be
locked in.
Watch it, lock it in, yeah, and check it out. I don't want to be out. If I wanted to be out, I'd go. You know what I'm saying?
To the game?
Just go.
There'll be plenty of seating. I don't even know if they are going to pack it out. Are they going to pack it out?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, because a lot of Louisville fans are going to go, too. I mean, this is...
No, it's not... You don't think Kentucky fans want to be there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd probably be pretty full, I would imagine. Yeah. But I don't know. If I wanted to sit at a Barano's and watch the game with mixed company, I would just go to the game. I don't want to sit and watch it with mixed company. So...
You just want to listen to Xavier run around and get hype.
Well, actually, you know what? Mom and Dad have been in Gatlinburg all week, so he'll probably be there.
Mm.
Charity be gone tomorrow during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll probably the house myself.
What time is the game?
3:00.
It's a 3:00 game. Mm-hmm. Oh, guys. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see both quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, probably. I tend to think Malik will play. I guess we'll find out, but even if Malik plays.
Okay, so we got Tyon Evans. We're going to have Maurice Turner. And we got Jahar Jordan. They're all healthy?
Mm-hmm. Well, Tyon Evans is...
He hadn't been playing right.
Game day. I mean, you know, I think it's day-to-day still. We're kind of waiting on
him. Is he, like, limited touches plant ready or just we don't know?
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't. He was limited touches last week. He played a little bit in the first half. And, oh, God, and there's the ACC. How did we draw this?
I'm listening.
In all the conference games, listen, this is sad we feel this way. Florida State, SEC officiating crew. Clemson, South Carolina, SEC officiating crew. Georgia Tech, Georgia, SEC officiating crew. Louisville versus Kentucky, ACC officiating crew. It's like,
oh, God. Just so when we cheat them, they won't have an excuse for getting cheated.
No, we're going to get. We know how bad the ACC is. I would much rather play with the SEC officiating. Oh,
did you have that on deck?
It's gross.
How many sounds do you have on quick draw?
Not enough, because I actually had to backdoor that sound in there. I had to do a little maneuvering, if you will. Little, wow. How you doing?
We will.
Yeah.
Just give me a random sound. Let me hear what you got.
Quick draw? You want a quick sound. All right.
It's not quick anymore, Nikki.
No, yeah. This is cute. This is a cute one.
Hi, I'm Collins Moore, and you're listening to Louisville Sports Live on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Ethan Moore and Taylor Lynch.
That's Ethan's daughter. That one's really
cute.
That
is very cute.
That one's really cute. Okay. All right, here you got a drum roll. Got Allen Iverson. Ding. Yes.
That's awesome.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Hulk walking away music.
Oh, okay, wait. So what would you play if I said, you know what, and I feel like the Cards are going to win tomorrow?
They want the boot.
I agree with you. Oh, do that again.
I think the Cards are going to win tomorrow.
Ass meets bench.
Damn it. No, I meant one more time, Steve. Steve, one more time. I got you.
I think the Cards will win tomorrow.
Yes! Yes!
You did it.
Yes!
You know what's
you did it.
You know what's disappointing about that? I thought he was screwing up on purpose.
I know.
And then I realized on the last one that he was actually screwing up on accident.
Thanks.
Nikki, play us out before we all get fired.
Yeah, let's go. Women back from the Bahamas. Let's get back on track today. Let's knock it out. Get a dub. Get things going again.
Jared, you feel like making a quick run to the store?
You said yes.
A quick run to the store.
I mean, you might as well look. If you're an intern,
listen, been here for a day.
Jared, if you're an intern, we might as well start doing intern things. 93.9 The Ville.